Welcome to Shomach Shov on the Daf. We're holding in Menachos Daf Nun Beis. In Amud Beis, we're starting the fifth parak of Maseches Menachos, and the parak starts with the words Kol Menachos Bo'os Matzo. Always mincha has to come with matzo. Chutz mi chometz shebetoido, except the chometz and toido v'shtei alechem sheim bo'os chometz. These are the only things that come chometz, toido and shtei alechem on Shavuos. What is the idea? What is the depth? What's the oimik? That there's no chometz at a mincha except in these two korbanos. So Chazal already in Sefer HaZoyar Pashta Tzavech Chelek Beis Daf Kuf Pei Gimel with Beis comes to explain why we do not have chometz at Pesach. It's already in Yonim Deyoyim or Shleish Yom Kodesh Machag. We're getting close to Pesach. Why don't you have chometz at Pesach? So Chazal tell us that chometz, we see that in the same daf over there, Chazal say Meferish, that chometz is connected to Yetzer Hara. It represents the bad in the world. When the Am Yisrael going out of Mitzrayim, they have to separate themselves from the bad. Why is that so? So Chazal tell us, Moshel Ma'ad Avodoyme, to a son of a king that was very sick and he needed to get healthy. So the doctor said that in order for the prince to become healthy, he needs to eat only healthy food. So the king took away all the bad food from the house until the son became healthy. When Am Yisrael is going out of Mitzrayim, in the beginning when they start, they need to become healthy. They need to be mischazik, they need to become Am Yisrael. So the first days of Am Yisrael in the world, they do not have chometz. They don't have the distraction of the bad of the Yitzhara. They're only eating the healthy food, the matzah. Once they get healthier, now they can eat chometz. Now they don't have a problem of having chometz, having the bad, because they're healthier, they're stronger. Adds the Zohar, v'kol shekein d'biyoyim d'shavuos, when you get to Shavuos, so then they do have to bring chometz to Beis HaMikdash. And it's a kol shekein that they bring chometz to Beis HaMikdash. That's what the Zohar says. It's not so clear in the Zohar, why do you bring chometz? Bishlomo, the fact that you could eat chometz, we understand, say unhealthy food, something which is strong enough. But why should you bring it to Beis HaMikdash? So the Maharal and the Tiferes Yisrael Perek Chofei gives us four reasons why in Shavuos you bring chometz to Beis HaMikdash different than the whole year. So he also brings that the chometz represents Yetzer Hara. He says, why do we have Yetzer Hara in the world? Or what is the antidote for Yetzer Hara? The Torah. Barati Yetzer Hara, Barati Torah Tavlin. So against the Yetzer Hara, we have Torah. Shavuos is Yom HaTorah. So there, I'm not afraid of the Yetzer Hara. So I can bring the Yetzer Hara to Beis HaMikdash because I have the antidote, I have the medicine that takes away the Yetzer Hara. So these are two reasons that the Rabbi Ral says. The only reason you have a Yetzer Hara is because of the Torah, because you have the antidote, and you have the protection of the Yetzer Hara through the Torah. The third reason of the Maral is that the greater a person is, the greater the Yetzer he has. So the Torah, so to speak, is bringing the Yetzer Hara to him, because he has the Torah, he has the ability to fight it, so that's why you have a Yetzer Hara. But then the Maral adds another reason, which seems to be the main reason he focuses on. He says that on Shavuos we have a din that kul alme moedim debein and nami lachem. Shavuos is the day of Am Yisrael. Am Yisrael are the ones, they're receiving Torah, they become the owners of Torah. It's their day. Baral also explains that that's the reason that Shavuos changes the date based on Moshe Rabbeinu. Because Shavuos wanted to give the Torah a day earlier, Moshe Rabbeinu pushed it by one day. That's what the Gemara tells us, the Batzer is kul alme agree shebein and lachem. Bein and nami lachem. It's your day, it's the day of Adam. Yitzhara represents the Adam. The Adam is someone who has Yitzhara. So the day of the Adam, you bring chometz, which represents the Adam. Rav Tzadik HaKoyen, the Pre-Tzadik and Mitzoyer is Aleph. He says it a little differently, similar to the second Pshat of the Maharal, that the idea is that the Torah is Chorus Alaluchos, Altikri Chorus Elecheirus. Someone who has Torah, he's able, he's a free man. He can get over the Yitzhara. So Yitzhara doesn't scare us, he can bring it to Beis HaMikdash. So that's the idea in Shavuos. What about Korban Toido? Why about Korban Toido you have the chometz over there as well? So the Maharal Tiferes Yisrael Perek Lamed explains that when a person brings Korban Toido, he admits that there's no other thing in the world except HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He says, I don't have any way. Without you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I would not be here. Everything here, it belongs to you. And that's coming and saying that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Echad. That's why you bring chometz and matzah, the good and the bad, all kosher HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he brings it says the korban toido is not going to be bottle lost in love, the holy korban. Because lasid love is where you see that the good and the bad come together. And mashu b'toich divya maral, maybe you can add that to shavuos as well. That shavuos is the day about the Torah Shar Chamishim, which is above the world. Belongs to something higher. And this world is good against bad. It's two different things. But when we come to Shar Chamishim, to where Torah belongs, that's when you have that everything is connected. Everything comes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So in these two korbanos, Shavuos and Toido, you have a place to have chametz. There's room for the chametz, there's room for the Yetzer Hara to be involved in the Kedusha as well. But all other menachos and all the other korbanos, you can't bring chametz to Beis HaMikdash, which presents the bad, and that doesn't go in Mokom HaMikudosh. Anyone who wants to join or sponsor the Shomachshava Shiurim, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.